As you all know, Zoran Mamdani has won the New York mayor elections. Many people don't even know what's happening, so let me put things in perspective. He identifies himself as a democratic socialist, but in essence, that's just another branch of pure Marxist ideology, or maybe add a little bit of modern flavor. But then their broader strategy often revolves around creating chaos, and then establishing their own version of order out of that chaos. Once instability takes hold, they move in with more socialism, more welfareism, and eventually that path leads towards communism. As you all know, ordinary citizens are often scared by the growing violence in the streets, and that becomes easier to influence. And these left, liberal, so-called democratic socialist thinkers, they know exactly how to manipulate that fear, to create their version of order through chaos. It is no secret that Mamdani is backed by powerful billionaire networks, including figures like George Soros. In many ways, he's just a pawn, put forward by one faction of billionaires to counter the influence of another faction that currently dominates the US administration through corporate wealth. Interestingly, I talked about all these nearly 3 years ago in one of my videos. The clip you're about to see is from that very video. It's all unfolding, just as I explained back then. Do you remember when did the communist ideology take over the Soviet Union? It was in 1917. The 10 years from 1917 to 1927, the Russian Empire saw a radical transformation into a socialist state. And then in 1922, the Soviet Union started. So from 1917 to 1922, it was Soviet Russia. And after 1922 till 1991, it was the Soviet Union. And before 1917, it was the Russian Empire. And Nicholas II was the last emperor of the Russian Empire, which had a massive extension across Eurasia since 1721. So basically in 1917, there was a Russian civil war, where the Bolsheviks took control. Who were the Bolsheviks? They were far leftist Marxist followers, and their founder was Vladimir Lenin. Anyhow, I'm not going to make this a history lesson. Perhaps I'll make a separate video on the history of the Soviet Union. Anyways, the point that I'm trying to make is that it was in 1917 when communists gained control over Soviet Russia. And their aim was to destroy capitalism and create a socialist society. The thing about communism is that they don't believe in culture, religion, or in the idea of the nation. So naturally Lenin, Stalin, then Nikita Khrushchev, Boris Yeltsin, all of them destroyed the Russian culture, the nationalist sentiments, and did not do anything to revive it. And then in 1991, when the Soviet Union collapsed, 15 republics which together formed the Soviet Union all got separated. The Western countries started preaching to the world that they have completely destroyed the Soviet Union. They have created a new history. The end of the Cold War was seen as a victory of democracy over communism. And that is where the world started thinking, communism is associated with dictatorship. Actually, that is correct, but you also have to understand that, at the ground level, communist ideology takes birth from radicalization. At first, you need a breeding ground. After that, you need to charge the public, making people oppose some ideas. It could be against the government, culture, religion, and then emerge as a sustainable and a viable political option for those radicalized people. So the leader is not the problem, the ideology is the problem. That is why communist ideology does not care about territorial boundaries. Two groups of people living in a separate country can have similar views if they are communists. That is why you will see the same ideology in worker unions, employee unions, railway unions. Wherever there is union, you will get hints of communist ideology. Always remember, communists have always participated in charging people. They have an anti-establishment mindset. They will tell you things like you are poor because that person is rich. They will talk in such a sweet manner and convincing manner that you will not even realize when you got radicalized. That is how they charge people. So communism is a mindset. So after 1991, the Western powers started preaching to the world that they have destroyed the Soviet Union. They have created a new history. They created a narrative. End of Cold War is seen as a victory of democracy over communism. And that is where the world started thinking communism is associated with dictatorship. But what happened was by 1991, communism was out of Russia. As I said, communism is an ideology. It is a mindset. So it left Russia in 1991 after destroying 70 years of Russian culture. But then it moved deep into the Western society and it destroyed their culture, values, everything. That is why you will see that today in the United States, Canada and European countries, there's a huge identity crisis. All of the material progress, their per capita GDP, their democracy, prosperity is of no use. People are neck deep in consumerism. They have gone woke. All they want is more rights. There is no culture, there are no values, there are no ethics, no feeling of nationalism. Unfortunately, the same Western lifestyle is slowly spreading in India.